Late Night was joking about this Aaron Rodgers thing. You may have noticed Aaron didn't play in the games. Colbert, I'm no expert, but I'm guessing it's a lot easier to just play football with a shot in your arm than a jade egg stuck where the sun don't shine. Then again, they are called the Packers. Fallon, that's not the only confusing statement that Aaron Rodgers made about his vaccine status. For example, in one press conference, he said, I'd like to think of myself as vaccine adjacent. In another press conference, he said, in a spiritual sense, are any of us truly vaccinated? And finally, he cleared things up by saying, I did not get the shot, not Colbert. That's really vague. He better not talk that way in the huddle. Kimmel, honestly, the only thing worse than not getting vaccinated when you're in close contact with other people is letting them think you're vaccinated when you're not. It's basically the COVID equivalent of the condom fell off. This next set of jokes, I didn't see. They're dated, but they're so good. Did you see when Donald Trump was at the Braves game? Yeah, I know that's like a week ago. But Jimmy Kimmel had some great jokes, reminding us that Trump earlier in the season had called on his followers to boycott baseball. Kimmel said that was in April of this year. 6 months later, he's guzzling Diet Coke and doing the tomahawk chop at a Braves game in Atlanta. The only exercise he gets is if it's something racist. People were wondering if he would do the tomahawk chop. Of course he would do the tomahawk chop. I'd give him 2 days before he starts telling people he invented the tomahawk chop. Trump has a lot of resentment towards Native Americans because they know how to run successful casinos. That's why I did this segment. I know it's dated, but come on, how good is that joke? Dave Chappelle fans flocked to San Francisco's Chase Center to see Dave Chappelle. It was sold out. Again, is Dave Chappelle canceled? There's no evidence that you're canceled, Dave Chappelle. None. So, was there any controversy? James Edwards is a fan who was at the show and was quoted as saying, I'm not one to speak on that. Tonight, he didn't have any transgender jokes. The controversy was not about the documentary he made. There were a lot of comedians on there, so I enjoyed myself. It was a different experience. There were a lot of musical guests. He didn't even do a full stand-up routine. A different fan said, I think the documentary was honest. I think it was about everything that's been going on since the pandemic started. I don't think it was malicious at all. It's something for the people. Yeah, but what about the controversy? The fan said, it's just comedy. The truest form of comedy is everybody is able to say what they want. A third fan said, I think people need to just be a little more tougher skin. It's just comedy. That's all it is. Chris Rock, meanwhile, took a dig at Kyrie Irving. Chris Rock opened for the Strokes at the venue Brooklyn Steel. He did? Why? The Sports Rush says Chris Rock has been a big advocate of the COVID-19 vaccination. Thus, it was only a matter of time before he spoke out about Kyrie Irving. Some cities in the USA have a strict mandate regarding COVID-19 vaccination. These cities include New York, where the Brooklyn Nets play, and Irving is on the Nets. He needs to obey the mandate if he wants to play for the Nets, but he decided to take a stance against the mandate, which he found unjust, so he isn't playing. At the concert, Chris Rock said, where's my anti-vaxxers at? You dumb Kyrie mother effer. Trust me, you don't want this. Get vaccinated. Hey, Bill Burr dropped a surprise project. It's a series titled Immoral Compass. You'll find this on Roku, of all places. The laugh button says the series, which stems from Burr's All Things Comedy label, is a dark anthology series that explores life's most difficult dilemmas, all filtered through the lens of one jaded man in his garage. It's on Roku for free. The series was first announced in January of 2020, before the pandemic, and was going to be on Quibi. Remember Quibi? However, Quibi failed, and all their content eventually went to Roku. Now it's finally on. From the New York Times, your home for comedy news, Neil Brennan thinks auteurs can still make Chipotle commercials. Neil Brennan spoke about Bill Burr and said, we all talk about him in somewhat hushed tones, but I don't think people who are not in comedy know how good he is. He's so good at stand-up, it's breathtaking. He's made some of the best comedy specials in the last 15 years. I don't even think he likes me as a person, and I don't care. Neil Brennan also has an opinion on Grand Theft Auto. It's arguably the greatest cultural achievement of my lifetime, if not ever. I don't think it can be too hyperbolic with it. I think you can, Neil. I think you just did. It's a joke and it's true. I was in a car in Miami one time and I was like, when was I here before? And it was in the video game. I've actually done that. Not specifically Grand Theft Auto, but with video games. I have false memories. It's weird. The worlds are massive and you can drive around in different neighborhoods. It's like being on a morphine drip, a beautiful catatonic morphine drip. The Nashville Comedy Festival is back, baby. Well, it's back in 2022, April 18th through the 24th, to be specific. But what a lineup the Nashville Comedy Festival will have. Some of the names: Bill Burr, mentioned for the third time on this podcast, Drink Your Iced Coffee, Bert Kreischer, Taylor Tomlinson, Shane Gillis, Jeanine Garofalo, plus many, many more to be announced in the future. You know, Nashville in April, if you could expense it to your podcast, might not be the worst idea. Know what I'm saying? From the spokesman, TJ Miller was in Spokane last weekend. Before that, TJ said the last time was in Spokane was in 2018. I love barbecue. But it was beyond barbecue at the Pig Out in the Park. There was every kind of food Spokane had to offer. I loved it. I know there's nothing like Pig Out in the Park when I come back, but I'll find some barbecue when I come in. That's part of the fun when I come back to Spokane. I have a lot of material, but I might just do improv and not do any of my material. It depends on how the show goes. Part of it is how I feel. I need to have a good memory to go with killer improv. I ask audience members their names, and I might call back to earlier riffs, so I can't smoke weed before the show. Miller talked about his crazy tour he performed in 2020 in states that allowed live performance during the early days of the pandemic. I call it the crazy tour since I performed in Florida, Tennessee, and Texas. I started performing in June of 2020. It was crazy since I was performing in crazy places. I was working on the front lines. I'm not comparing myself to a nurse, but I was out there performing with the unmasked. When an audience is laughing, we're dealing with forceful breathing that is directed right at you when they're laughing. I had two fans blowing across the stage that would blow back the COVID, so you got a double dose of COVID if you were sending it my way. It was really crazy. I remember talking to a guy who owned a club in Port Charlotte, Florida. He said nobody in the area had COVID. I found out that he had COVID. It was absolutely insane. I joked about COVID there, just like I'll joke about it in Spokane. I'll give the people in Florida credit for having a sense of humor about it. Today's Daily Comedy News is brought to you by my favorite Tuesday podcast, All Pro Lines, Kostaki Economopoulos and Aaron Hodges. They combine football and jokes. I am the Carlos Mencia of promos. You know this, and I steal jokes from at All Pro Lines. Here's one of their jokes that I'm stealing, and it's a good one. Hey, Aaron Rodgers, if you really want no shot, you should play for the Lions. How awesome is that joke? Now imagine that joke was told properly by professional comedian Kostaki Economopoulos. It would be even funnier, would it not? Yes, it would. All Pro Lines, football plus jokes, wherever you get your podcast, highly recommended by me. From the Laugh Button, Mo Ammer, and he's fantastic. He's probably off your radar. Check him out on Netflix. And he's got some new projects in the works with Netflix. He's got a new special coming out and a scripted comedy series he's co-creating with Rami Youssef. How awesome is that? The special, Mo Ammer, Muhammad in Texas, will be on Netflix November 30th. I'll remind you that day, but I can't wait for it. In the special, Mo Ammer, who moved to Texas as a kid, talks about pandemic politics, the stock market, the spread of Arab culture in the West, including hookah, hummus, and the proliferation of bidets, cursing in Arabic, having two homes but no land, the need for greater civility and neighborliness, and more. As for the series, in Untitled Series, he will play Mo Najjar, who straddles the line between two cultures, three languages, and a ton of BS. The character is described as a refugee at the mercy of a decades-long convoluted immigration process. He works hard for his family, wanting to provide for the people he loves, even if they may not approve of the means. Mo Ammer said, I hope the series inspired my own life will give people a look into the lives of often comedic moments of my experience. It's also a chance to show people the Houston I know and love, a city that raised me and embraced me as a refugee. No timetable on the series, but it will be 8 half-hour episodes. I'm looking forward to that. I'm not looking forward to How I Met Your Father, the sequel series to CBS's How I Met Your Mother. This will be on Hulu, and to make me less interested in it, they've added Kim Cattrall to the cast. It is unclear who Kim will play, but I guess she's going to play somebody's mother? Maybe she's the voice of the mother in the Bob Saget role? Who knows? The plot of How I Met Your Mother. In the near future, Sophie, played by Hilary Duff, is telling her son the story of how she met his father, a story that catapults us back to the year 2021, where Sophie and her close-knit group of friends are in the midst of figuring out who they are, what they want out of life, and how to fall in love in the age of dating apps and limitless options. The New York Comedy Festival is on. Colin Quinn tonight, 7 o'clock. The Last Best Hope is his show. Variety wrote about the New York Comedy Festival. Ronnie Chang said, New York is the mecca of stand-up, so bringing the festival back strong is an important statement. Amen, brother. Gary Goldman says, for New York comedians, it'll be a special event. Gary said, I'm proud to be part of the New York comedy community and so grateful to be part of showing everybody that the city is resilient and the comedy here is back on its feet. Sounds like some publicist asked Ronnie Ching and Gary Goldman, can you give us a quote for the press release? Love both those guys and know Gary like a little bit. I'm not saying if you walked up to Gary Goldman and he went, hey, you know Johnny Mac? He'd be like, oh yeah, that guy. But if you said, hey, you know Johnny Mac from Context Clues? He'd be like, oh yeah, that guy's a good guy. I guess. Maybe he hates me. Who knows? Speaking of hating, I'm upset that Hanukkah is on November 28th. Now, whoa, Johnny Mac, relax. Here's why I'm upset about it. I've told you I host the weekly comedy thing on the Live by Live app. So I have this tradition most years. I play Adam Sandler's Hanukkah songs. But here's the thing. There's not one Hanukkah song. There's not two. There's not three. There are four Adam Sandler Hanukkah songs. Now, maybe you like Adam Sandler and you think that first Hanukkah song's pretty strong. I'll concede the point. But by the time you get to the fourth one, they're pretty awful. So what I normally do on the show is every week I hate on them and it helps fill content for the entire month of December. But this year, November 28th, Hanukkah, I'm only going to get to hate on Hanukkah song number one, and that's the quote-unquote best of the four. Fortunately, Adam Sandler also has a terrible Thanksgiving song, so I can hate on that the week of Thanksgiving. So if you want to hear me hating on Adam Sandler, it's the weekly comedy thing free on the Live by Live app. I can hate with the best of them. I can hate on Snapchat. Snapchat has reached a deal with NBC Universal that'll bring audio clips from hit films and TV shows like Bridesmaids, The Office, Parks and Rec, Back to the Future, Shrek, and SNL. So that's great, right? Because in the past, you would have had a pantomime to Donald Trump to become a red-hot comedian. Now you can just pantomime to, say, Dwight Schrute. I think it's great. Some recommendations for you. Not a comedy podcast. Bill Simmons had Tom Hanks on. What a fantastic interview. Check that out. I added it to my personal queue on the Good Pods app. I've been telling you about that app. I have no equity in Good Pods. I'm just a fan of it. It's a cool app where you can recommend podcasts to each other. If you want to go on there and download a couple episodes of Daily Comedy News and help me, you know, game the charts a little bit and climb up there and get some visibility so more people discover the show. You know, if you wanted to download 5-10 episodes, nudge, nudge, say no more, wink, wink, know what I mean. So I checked out Bill Simmons and Tom Hanks. Really great. I also liked on Jimmy Traina's podcast, the Sports Illustrated Media podcast, he had on Al Michaels, and it was a great interview. Now, Michaels pointed out he's been doing football, Monday Night Football, and now Sunday Night Football for 36 seasons, I think he said. And yet, the three things he's known for is the 1980 Olympics, do you believe in miracles? Yes. Being on the air when OJ drove down the freeway, and being on the air during the 1989 earthquake during the World Series. So those are like his top three. Oh yeah, and he's been calling football games for 36 years. It was a really good interview. Not good was the return of Artie Lang. Artie dropped a podcast for the first time in months and months, and it said Artie Lang with Bob Saget. So I assumed the topic was going to be Norm Macdonald. I can't tell you, because Artie had so much garbage with Mike Buschetti's his co-host, and there was some woman that I don't even think they ever said her name, and they were just talking about nothing, and I never got to the Saget part, plus the audio is kind of crappy, and come on, guys, it's 2021, get it together. So I just bailed on it, but that exists, Artie Lang with Bob Saget. Maybe they talked about Norm, I bet they did, but I never got to it. You'll find all these things, I've tagged them on Good Pods, and you can follow Daily Comedy News on Good Pods, or follow me on Good Pods. My username is @JohnnyMac, @JohnnyMac. And that's your comedy news for today. Follow this show on Spotify, Good Pods, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, wherever you get your shows. See you tomorrow.